Starting off the good stuff today with a Norwegian blessing, not an Irish blessing.
Oh, we can handle that.
Norwegian blessing on Facebook. This came from Jim Ellingson. May the ruts always fit the wheels in your pickup. May your earmuffs always keep out the north wind. May the sun shine warm upon your lefse. May the rain fall soft on your lutefisk. And until we meet again, may the good Lord protect you from any and all unnecessary ooftas. A Norwegian blessing today to start off the good stuff.
Very good. Pause for a moment, and you'll discover Tri-State Livestock News. They deliver comprehensive agriculture coverage. They've been doing this for decades, folks. It's a medium that blends its vast readership and deep industry knowledge to provide exceptional news and insights. Available every week, Tri-State Livestock News. Online, tsln.com to subscribe.
And the Cherry County Visitors Promotion Board opens the doors for the Valentine and surrounding areas in Cherry County. From the Bowering Ranch at Merriman, Nebraska, all the way over to Wood Lake, Nebraska, down to the Brown Lee area. Boy, there's a lot of history in this area to check out. And you can start by planning your vacation by going to visitvalentine.com. Kim, what do you got?
There's something interesting. I thought about numbers and people. If the world were made up of just 100 people, there would be 57 Asians, 21 Europeans, 14 North and South Americans, and 8 Africans.
No kidding.
Yeah, I thought that was interesting.
That's the ethnic diversity.
Yeah, and David Lloyd George said, don't be afraid to take a big step when one is indicated. You can't cross a chasm in two small steps.
That's true.
Isn't that true?
Nothing in between there.
Nope.
12 things that a motorcycle can teach you. So if you've been contemplating, weather's been nice. We've had some 70-degree days in parts of our listening area. So people thinking about outdoor activities. So 12 things that a motorcycle can teach you, okay? The only good view of a thunderstorm is in your rearview mirror.
Yep.
Four wheels might move the body, but two wheels move the soul. I'd rather be riding my motorcycle and thinking about God than sitting in church and thinking about my motorcycle. There you go. Life may begin at 30, but it doesn't get interesting until about 95 miles per hour. Another thing that a motorcycle can teach you, midnight bugs taste just as bad as noontime bugs.
Yuck.
Sometimes it takes a whole tank of gas before you can think straight. A bike on the road is worth two in the shed. Young riders pick a destination and go. Old riders pick a direction and go. Here's another thing that a motorcycle can teach you. When you're riding lead, don't spit. Catching a yellow jacket in your shirt at 75 miles per hour can double your vocabulary.
Oh, my.
I've never seen a motorcycle parked outside a psychiatrist's office.
Neither have I, to be honest.
And finally, only bikers know why dogs stick their heads out car windows. So those are some things that motorcycles can teach you.
Very good. I like that. Why do we wear green on St. Patrick's Day, Mike?
So we don't get pinched.
St. Patrick is actually tied to the color blue. So why do we cloak ourselves in green? The Irish Americans would wear the green as a reminder that they were nationalists. First and foremost, the colors of the Irish flag are green, white, and orange. The green symbolizing the Irish nationalism, the orange symbolizing the Orangemen of the North, and the white symbolizing peace. There is the mythical belief that green is to be worn to make you invisible to leprechauns, which originated, of course, in America. Is it offensive to wear orange on St. Patrick's Day? You're advised against wearing the color. Orange has been identified really with unionists and loyalists, people who are loyal to the British crown. What do real Irish eat on St. Patrick's Day? Bacon and cabbage, not corned beef and cabbage. The corned beef comes from America when the immigrants came over. Griddled potato farls and soda bread, likely without raisins, may also be a part of the spread. Hey, I like that idea of bacon and cabbage.
Bacon and cabbage. I'm not a big cabbage fan.
I really like cabbage.
So I always thought that Ireland is green. They talk about it as being all the grass is green and those kind of things. And so I guess I figured that, you know, it's always been St. Patrick's Day was green, representing Ireland. But I don't know.
Leave it to America. We think of everything, don't we?
We twist everything. Well, we're going to wrap things up with another edition of The Good Stuff.